Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Monday, December 14th, and it's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 22, the third paragraph, Perhaps There Will Never, and we'll be just be studying that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Laura R., the 12 Traditions, Kim T., and the readers of the text are Sherry M., Leslie M., and Kara L. The share ID for Sunday, yesterday's Sunday special edition, December 13th, is 15,982. That's 15982. And for this morning's Monday meeting, December 14th at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 15,986. That's 15986. And our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and our announcement person is Betsy H. Well, if you're a newcomer, stay on the line after we stop the recording, and we'll get your name and phone number. Okay, our preamble, OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Laura R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R., and I will now ask Kim T. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. This is Kim T. in Northern Michigan. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you, Kim T. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. And that, again, is the star 1 function on your phone, not the mute button. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 22, the third paragraph down. It begins with, perhaps there never will be, and we'll go to just through that one paragraph, and I am now going to ask Sherry M. to get us started. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you. My name is Sherry M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in California. Perhaps there never will be a full answer to these questions. Opinions vary considerably as to why the alcoholic reacts differently from normal people. We are not sure why. Once a certain point is reached, little can be done for him. We cannot answer the riddle. Oh, I'm reading this paragraph. And I just feel such gratitude that I found a Vision for You phone meeting, because I can honestly say that today I don't ask why. I don't try to answer this riddle. I have surrendered knowing. I don't need to know why. For the longest time, I really thought that being sober a long time would help me to answer the riddle. I really thought just working the steps over and over and over would help me. I really thought that that the reason why I kept turning to food was because of, you know, such childhood, you know, traumatic childhood trauma that I wasn't hearing anybody else sharing about. So that must be my reason why, and that I just was going to have to need food for comfort in this lifetime. And then I found a Vision for You Big Book study. And I heard things like entire abstinence and that my brain is broken and I have completely surrendered today. No, I know I've conceded to my innermost self that my mind is broken when it comes to food and that my body will never be normal again. It takes as long as it takes. And if you're new or if you're struggling, I had the knowledge of my alcoholism and never questioned it. But in this program, boy, did I go round and round the circle going down the drain for many, many years suffering. You know, what I know today is that knowing the information or why is not enough. I had to apply the solution today and the steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And being willing to put the food down was not enough. I had to take action and do that. I had to identify all of my alcoholic foods and behaviors and remove them. And now I've reached a state of being recovered where this disease that I thought I would just die as a compulsive overeating has been removed. Here's what I know today. Self-knowledge avails me nothing. This is a spiritual program. Anytime I think I have a great idea today, I take that to the light of my higher power and to the steps. I know that the minute I think I have control or great ideas about this, I need to be on alert for those. My only daily reprieve, you know, my faith has to work in me 24 hours a day, not 2 hours or 3 hours, but all day long and through me, and that every day I have to start over again with the surrender of being a real compulsive overeater. I am a real compulsive overeater. I don't need to know why. I need to know how can I recover from a seemingly hopeless, fatal, progressive disease that wants me dead. My disease is like a sniper in the bushes waiting to take me out, and the only solution I have are the steps and being entirely free of my alcoholic foods. Thank you so much for letting me be of service, and I can't wait to hear from everyone else.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Sherry, for getting us started. And I want to remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 22, the third paragraph. Perhaps there will never be, and we're just studying that one paragraph only as Sherry got us started. So, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So, with that, I will take names of those who'd like to share.
Nadia Jana B. M.
Nadia B. Who was after Nadia?
Jana M.
Jana M.
Rose N.
Rose?
Yes. Rose N.
And an N? And as
Rose
in Nancy?
N. Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Got it. Okay, I have room for three more. Now's your time on this paragraph. All right. We'll get started with those three. I have Nadia B., Jana M.
Sorry,
and
I couldn't
Rose.
Get unmuted. Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, got you, Deborah.
Thank you.
And Judy J. I couldn't get on
Judy J.
Here.
Okay. Judy J. That's all right. Dickie. All right. Well, I'm glad you got unmuted. Okay. Well, I'll add you to the list here. So we have Nadia B., Jana M., Rose N., Deborah G., and Judy J. All right. We'll start with Nadia. And everyone else, please mute your phone. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service, moderator. Nadia B., gratefully recovered in Connecticut. And I just, you know, been listening to the meeting on Friday and today. And I was just, you know, just wondering, you know, how much time I've spent trying to get to the bottom of why I have this disease. And you know, I think I didn't know what I didn't know. I was so focused on this question, why, that I missed the question, what? What actually do I have? And, you know, I didn't understand the problem for a long time. I thought that if I find out why, I will be able to, you know, today my understanding, I will be able to apply my willpower to this problem, and everything is going to be hunky-dory again. And, you know, it didn't happen. Time after time after time, I, you know, have gone through four step after four step trying to blame my parents for giving me this disease, not teaching me, you know, healthy habits, whatever that is. I was trying to find a scapegoat. And, you know, didn't work. I didn't know what I didn't know. But when I was finally willing to look at what is the problem, you know, we in chapter, there is a solution. What's my problem? If you have what we have, your willpower will not work on this. No matter how much you want this willpower to work, how much you apply it, And we are not, you know, weak-willed people. Our will is pretty strong, and I've been able to apply my will to a lot of problems in my life. But unfortunately, or fortunately for me today, my willpower didn't work on that. And today I want to say I am very grateful, compulsive overeater. I'm so grateful for this disease. I know I'm pissing some people off, because I would have never known that this way of life existed. And I would have been living on my willpower, you know, and this is nothing short of a miracle today. And, you know, when I focus my intention on what is the problem, I can apply the true solution to the true problem. And that is what, you know, we do here. That is the process of the 12 steps to uncover, discover, and discard all, you know, things that didn't work for me. And I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful I've got this disease. I'm so grateful I've got this solution. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nadia B. And next we have Jana M., followed by Rose N. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning, visionaries. Jana M., recovering compulsive overeater in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so grateful to be here today. Thank you for your service. I'm glad to share on this. But, you know, I got to say, like, I do actually disagree with the big book here. This last line, it says, we cannot answer the riddle. And when I read that, I'm like, actually, yes, you did. You did answer the riddle. The book tells me why, you know. Like most people, I've asked myself, why am I the way I am? Why can't I stop doing this? Why? Where did this come from? Is it childhood? Is it this? Is it that? No, the book tells me, you know, why do I do what I do? Because I'm an addict. That's why. You know, I'm an addict. I'm a food addict. I'm a true compulsive overeater. And the big book helps me to self-diagnose that. It talks about the physical allergy to food. No, I don't get itchy, but an allergy as defined as an abnormal adverse reaction to a particular substance, yeah, I can raise my hand on that one, because I do not react normally when I eat certain foods in certain settings, like a bag of chips in front of TV. I have no control whatsoever. And despite the fact that it destroys my body and my life, I still have a mental obsession that is also discussed in the doctor's opinion that makes me crave more of it, which sets off the physical allergy. And then I also get to read here about the spiritual malady that I have, you know, and for a while I didn't really understand, like, well, how do I know I have a spiritual malady? Well, when I, you know, turn to page 52 in like the second paragraph down, and I read about the bedevilments, and I can see the effects that food has had in my life, you know, the depression and the misery and the anxiety and, you know, all these things I can directly correlate to my compulsive overeating. You know, I know why, you know. Why do I do the things I do? Because I'm an addict. It's not because I'm a bad person. It's not because I'm, you know, broken or that my brokenness is more broken than someone else's. It's just that this is the way that I am, you know. This is the challenge that I have to work with in this life. And I also have gifts that have been, you know, given to me by my higher power, and I get to work with those. And one of the biggest gifts that I have in this life, I realize now, is this spiritual toolkit that's been laid at my feet, you know. Oh, why do I have what I have? I don't know. But today, I know what it is. I really understand what it is. I really understand who I am. I really understand what the problem is. And in knowing the problem, I also have a solution. This book and this fellowship has given me a solution. I've been abstinent now for 60 days after a relapse, and just miracles have been happening constantly. So thank you so much for letting me share that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jana M. Now we have Rose N., followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Mo, and everyone there. Thank you. This is Rose N. I'm from California. And thank you all for your shares, your wonderful shares. And what struck me in this paragraph was opinions vary considerably as to why. I had underlined that the first time I read it, but in reading it with you this morning, once a certain point is reached, little can be done for him. I had never really seen that before because I, too, was stuck in that never-ending quest for why. I don't need to know why I've come to understand. I've come to believe, I should say that. Because I have the allergy and the twist of the mind, I'm constantly looking for that effect that food gives me. That's what my brain is looking for. My body is looking for it. And as someone said before, food has not been my problem. It's been my solution. So when I had the solution with the food, it was very difficult for me to even try to grasp the concept in this book. It was only when I was able to let go of it gradually, and then like a snowball going down a mountain, my abstinence became, you know, clearer and what it should be. And then that's just my point. Once this point was reached, there was really nothing could be done for me. I had to make the decision to believe everything that I hear, that, you know, the shares, my fellows, and then take those first three steps that brought me to the point of being able to turn my life over to a power greater than me or my mind. You know, I thought I was so smart. I'm not. So anyway, I just wanted to claim my seat this morning and thank you all for being here. Thank you.
And thank you, Rose N. And now we have Deborah G. followed by Judy J. Good morning, Deborah. Star one, Deborah, can't hear you. You're having trouble again. Can't hear you, Deborah. Star one to unmute. All right, I'm going to move over to Judy J. Can you unmute, Judy? There we go, Judy.
Good morning. I can be heard?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you. I was having trouble unmuting. This paragraph is so powerful. Hi, I'm Judy J. from North Central Illinois. Beautiful sunny day. Thank you for everyone's service. This paragraph was so powerful for me. It was so my life, actually, even in and out of program. I was always looking for the answer. What's wrong with me? I did it with books. I did it with watching TV and Oprah and all kinds of different ways, and just still never found the answer. And it was really when I became aware of OA and coming in that I realized that the answer for me was here. I felt at home. People shared what I had was currently doing or had done in the past. But it was really that certain point that was reached, and that was desperation. Even being in the program, I got desperate because I still would look for an answer. And there wasn't one. It was when I had to make the decision to surrender. excuse me. And little could be done for me until I did that, until I surrendered and got so desperate. And I know there'll never, like it says at the first sentence, for me, there'll never be a full answer. And that's okay. I don't have to be in my head. I just have to do the action my sponsor and my father says that I need to do. It's been quite a journey for me. I'm very grateful. And I know what little time I have left on this earth. I'm one of the older ones here. I'm so glad I'm going to be active in the program. And I don't have to search elsewhere. It's right here with my fellows, listening to meetings. It's just right here. And I encourage anyone new to the program, just give us, you know, a month or 6 weeks, whatever. Just give us that time. And you'll find that your life has changed. You will feel more. That's okay. That's what the fellows are for. That's what the phone calls are for. And I wish you all well on this journey. And I thank you for allowing me to share.
Well, thank you, Judy J. And it is Deborah G. Can you unmute Deborah? If not, we will move on. And I will get some more names. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So would anybody like to share on this paragraph or on page 22, the third paragraph down? Perhaps there never will be a full answer. Who would like to share?
Bonnie J.M.
Bonnie J.M.
Jody E.
Jody E. Jody.
Maggie M.
Maggie M.
Yes.
Got
Yvette
it.
Yvette L.
Yvette L. Anyone else? I have Bonnie J.M., Jody E., Maggie M., and Yvette L.
Wendy M.
Wendy M. Okay, let's go with that group. Bonnie J.M., Jody E., Maggie M., Yvette L., and Wendy M. Bonnie J.M., followed by Jody E. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi, I'm Bonnie J.M. I'm from Arizona. And I really like this paragraph a lot. And what triggered in my mind when I read it was one of my favorite pamphlets that come out of OA, which is titled If God Spoke to OA. And it starts out, "Into your weak and feeble hands, I have trusted a power beyond your estimate. To you has been given that which has been denied the most learned of our fellows." And I really believe I'm in this program because God wants me in this program. And down further in this reading, it says, "You were selected because you have an understanding heart. You're not selected because of exceptional talents." And I love that because for me, in a lot of ways, it just felt like such an amazing gift. And I could stop questioning and stop criticizing anybody that, you know, I wanted to blame because I ate too much. But we were all chosen, and I love that. And we were all chosen to learn and grow in love in this program. And so with that, I pass.
Thank you, Bonnie J.M., Jody E., followed by Maggie M. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Just dropped my phone. That happens to be my favorite OA pamphlet as well, I just want to say. So this paragraph, yes, why do we behave like this? I behave like this because I do have this disease. I am a real compulsive overeater. Willpower is irrelevant. Some people do have willpower and common sense in other respects. I didn't have especially a lot of either one in any affairs in my life, but I certainly didn't have them when it came to food, and I still don't. I don't have willpower. I don't abstain today through willpower. I abstain as a result of living in the steps, not only 10, 11, and 12, but also 1, 2, and 3 every day. Every day I take step 1 by adhering to my food plan. Every day I turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And every day I take inventory of myself, pray, and meditate, and seek to carry this message to others, because if I don't, I will pick up again. I am a real compulsive overeater, and I am powerless over food. That is why willpower doesn't work for me. I'm powerless over food. And my common sense doesn't work either. I can have all the knowledge in the world about nutrition or even psychology. Just like Roland Hazard, who was analyzed for a year by the great Carl Jung, he understood himself perhaps, but what did he do? He went to celebrate his sobriety with a glass of champagne. I am powerless over my disease, and the only way I can abstain entirely and happily is with a power greater than myself that I access by working the 12 steps and never stopping. And I too feel like God chose me for this life, for this way of life, and I'm grateful for it today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. Maggie M., followed by Yvette L. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to claim my seat. I am a newcomer from
Maggie, what's your state? Oh, okay. Thank you.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am having the willingness to come to a phone meeting. So I am at the beginning stages here. And I just thought I would leave my phone number. It's 651.
Maggie. At the end of the meeting, we'll take newcomers' phone numbers. We don't want that on the recorded line. But thank you very much for claiming your seat. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for sharing. All right. After Maggie, we have Yvette L. And welcome to you, Maggie. Very much welcome. Yvette L., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. My name's Yvette L., and I'm a compulsive overeater from New Britain, Connecticut. Can you hear me?
I can very well. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I don't typically get on the this hour of the meeting, but my schedule allowed, and so I wanted to just make a comment. I love the Big Book. There's probably not a paragraph that I don't love these days, but I really love this paragraph because it just reminds me, and I need constant reminders that, you know, I don't react like a normal person. You know, I don't recall when I crossed over that line to a compulsive overeater, but gratefully, I'm so clear that once I cross over that line, I can't ever go back. And, you know, there's not a full answer to these questions. And gratefully, I'm no longer looking for the why. I've got this, you know, gratefully just for today, I've accepted that I do have it. And, you know, I do get a daily reprieve based on the fitness of my spiritual condition. And so rather than trying to, you know, find the answers to those questions, I just follow the instructions, which says, you know, I've got daily work to do to keep the connection that I have with my higher power and then try to be as useful as I can. And I'm so grateful that, you know, these words are still here all these, you know, tens of years later, decades later. When I fully surrendered and, you know, reread these words, I've had a different experience, even though I needed to set aside the 20 some odd years of being in the rooms. At that point, I surrendered fully, hopefully fully surrendered about a little over a year and a half ago, and reread this book with a fresh set of eyes and have had a very different experience. So I'm just so grateful that these rooms are still here, and I do the best I can to share my experience, strength, and hope with others, because there is a way out if I follow the direction. So thanks for letting me share.
Well, and thank you, Yvette. I'm going to remind everybody before I pick up Wendy here where we're at. We're on page 22, the third paragraph down. Perhaps there never will be a full answer. And after Wendy, I'll have time for about 3-4 more names. All right, Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service and everyone on the line. I love being on this line, and I love you guys. Wendy, compulsive overeater, Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, I just want to say first that I've been in this program 20 years, and I've used it as a diet program. And I didn't know that until you know that. You know, you just don't know because the disease is in my voice, and it tells me things that make sense. Like the rest of my life. And I'm not just addicted to food, right? I'm addicted to my defects of character. And, you know, it just all unravels and miracles are happening in my life. But first I want to say, you know, it says perhaps this, perhaps that. And I agree with somebody else who said, you know, actually, like, we do know why. You know, it's in the doctor's opinion. Like, I always read that and said, like, it's twofold malady, spiritual, you know, problem here. Anyways, I don't need to be right on that either, but I spent my life thinking. I spent my life analyzing. I read all the books that you guys read about why. And once I could read enough books, you know, it would finally settle in me, and it never did, because this is an experiential program. I am finally, for the first time, experiencing the steps. I am living the steps. They are literally in my body. The other day, I made the amends to my mother, and I could feel the selfishness in the pit of my belly. And I was so grateful to God that I could finally feel how selfish and self-serving I have been as a daughter to this woman. It was, you know, just, God is changing me. Why? Because I'm experiencing, because I'm taking the steps. I'm not doing steps. I'm not thinking about the steps, you know, because I have a thinking problem. I analyze everything so I can control all of it. Thank God I can say to you, I don't know. I don't need to know. Thank God I don't know. Set aside what I think I know. Dear God, make me humble, right? And again, I don't even know that God exists, but I know that I experience God every day. Last night, I'm sitting at the dinner table with family, and I'm about to go into old Wendy. You know, put my hands over my eyes. I'm starting to cry. And then I stop, and I say to myself, I have a choice. And God says, you do. And I let it go, and I thought, how can I be of service to my son right now? Or even earlier than that, we're in the car, and I'm telling him how it should go because I'm scared, because I want to control my son. And then I paused, and then I put on the Comedy Central station, and we both started laughing. You know, and that's God. That's God pausing me for 2 seconds to get out of Wendy and to finally, you know, not be in bondage to that defective character in that moment, and to be of love, and to say, God, I don't know how to do any of this. And God said, thank God you don't. You don't know anything, Wendy. Just do your 9-step letter and start your 9-step amends. And thank God for this program. Thank you all for being here.
And thank you very much, Wendy M. And so although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we're on page 22, the third paragraph down. Perhaps there will never be a full answer. And I have room for about 4 more shares here. Who would like to share? A very quiet Monday here. Anybody?
Patty D.
Dana P.
I got Patty D. and Dana P., was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Teresa P.
Teresa P.
Georgie.
Georgie. Okay, we'll stop there. May be able to get all of you. All right, I have Patty D., Dana P., Teresa P., and George E. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. This is Patty D., compulsive overeater from Matthews, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. I wasn't going to share this morning, but I felt prompted when no one else was speaking up. those of you on the line who are my friends know that I have been in relapse since August, struggling to get back on track. And just this morning have really felt compelled by God, my higher power, which I call God, to run to him and surrender, because I've been trying to do this on my own, and that's resulted in a 40-pound weight gain and a spouse who's barely speaking to me because I've broken promises of saying I will get back on program, I'll get back on program, I'll get back on program. And so as I was reading what we read today about how we don't know what causes this, I agree with others that say, yeah, we do know because of the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind. But also the paragraph before this one about, you know, what we do, you know, this obsession we have that leads us to constantly go back and do this over and over again when we're not in recovery. And I've seen the results in my body. I've seen the emotional trauma, and yet I continue to do it. And so today I just dove back into the meeting, my food plan, and ran to God. And I am just drinking in every word of every share, because you guys are so important to what I know my recovery can be. So thank you for that, and thank you for your service. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you, Patty D. Dana P, followed by Teresa P. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dana P., compulsive overeater, bulimic in California. Thank you most so much for your service today and everyone on the line. This question of why, you know, why? Well, I have a lot of answers to the why. Spent a lot of years focused on the answers to the why. Didn't help me with my problem, because the question of why was answering the problem, answering to the problem, speaking to the problem, which I thought was the food. You know, why do I do this? Why? And who says why? A two-year-old. I was very immature. Still, I'm growing and learning. I'm growing up in this program. All of you are helping me to grow up in this program. What I've discovered is that even if I did have all the answers to the why, it would not help me. It would not help me. What helps me is my connection to my higher power. And ultimately, that is where the answers come from my higher power, my beloved master who lives in me. And in that is the solution. That is the solution. And that's what this program gives me. That's what this program shows me, is that when I get out of the why do I have this problem, and turn my life over to a power greater than myself and find a solution, then my life is truly happy, joyous, and I am free. So thank you again so much for taking my share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Dana P. Teresa P., followed by George E. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. This is Teresa P., a recovered compulsive overeater, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. And that question of why, you know. I don't know so much if I asked, well, that was part of it was why, but I always wanted to control it, you know. Here was a problem. So this is what I do, is I go into self-will, and what can I do to fix it? How can I take care of myself? I can't depend on anybody else. I learned early on that, you know, I would need to take care of me. I grew up in the alcoholic home, and all the insanity was there. And so it's just like, you know, what do I need to do to take care of me? So I had to figure it out. Now, I did believe in God, but there again, you know, I had that, my view of God was he was up there in the sky with his, you know, the judgmental God, you know, the list in his hand. Boy, he's marking it out. There goes Teresa again. She's making another mistake. So I was busy trying to be perfect. So now I not only have to take care of myself, but I got to be perfect at it. Of course, none of that worked. And it just led into the disease getting worse and worse. And I didn't know it was progressive, but I could see that it was. You know, I was like, hey, this is just like getting worse because, you know, I've been to this, you know, 45 years and, you know, 250 pounds and dying from this stuff. And, you know, just giving up on everything. And what I got to do is, you know, that's a wonderful place to be. Jumping off plan, just giving it all up. I got into, had a breakdown and was refused at the mental hospital. And but I knew about 12-step programs and I started there and got into OA also a year later. It was, you know, and I didn't stop and say, oh, I got to figure it out. What do I need to do? It's just like, okay, it's get a sponsor and do what they say. And so I did. Didn't do that perfectly either, but, you know, I did what I could do. And, you know, God just blessed me. God did bless me. I did the best that I could. I put down, what the most important thing is, I put down my number one allergic foods, sugar and caffeine, doing 3 meals a day. And that was my abstinence for years. It worked. And now that, you know, brought me back to health, you know, because, you know, God, and knowing God is in charge, you know, and I could finally, you know, see God in my life. And God revealed himself to me. And he always was, but I could never see because I was always too busy in self-will. And so today, you know, life still happens and stuff is going on, and I just get to go one more time, you know, thy will be done. And I always know that, you know, and, you know, God's will is always going to get done. I always thought I had to, like, make God's will happen. But when I'm trying to make God's will happen, what I'm really in is Teresa's will. So what I get to do one more time is to, you know, go, okay, God's will. And it's just, so I add another phrase to it. So it's, you know, thy will be done. And then let's see what's going to happen today. And then I find out. And, you know, and a lot of times I don't like it, which is the third part of the thing, which is liking not required. But I always find that when I say, okay, this is God's will, this is what I got to do, don't have to like it, so I just, okay, do it, thank you. That, you know, it all works out beautifully and a lot better than I could ever imagine. So thank you for letting me share when I pass.
Yeah. Thank you, Teresa P. George E., you'll be our last share for today. Good morning, George.
Oh, thank you, Mo. I'm George E., Cincinnati, Ohio, recovering compulsive eater. I agree with a lot of what's been said. I mean, you know, I think why is usually the wrong question. I think it does attempt to answer that question, though, later. You know, I mean, you know, science may someday find the answer, but so far. You know, I wanted to have a lot of faith in science. I wanted to have a lot of faith in other people. You know, I wanted somebody to tell me the answer. And you know, the book has all the answers, and then there are people who can guide you through the book. You know, I think it's a great program, and I suppose the book is my higher power in some sense. You know, I tend to look at it more like an instruction manual and not like a Bible, for example. You know, it's you know, clearly, you know, Bill couldn't solve his own problem, right? So he created this organization, you know, starting with one other person, you know, and the magic did seem to be sitting down with that one other person and, you know, working the steps. But there were actually several people, you know, it wasn't just one person, you know, it was Abby helped him find a higher power and, you know, Bob, I guess, heard his ninth step, such as it was. So, you know, I think I'll keep coming back because it's really about the only hope I have. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you, Georgie, for your share, and we'll end with that share. Thank you all for your participation, whether you listened or shared. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Leslie M. to please read a vision for you. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Mo H. Thank you for your service. I'm Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.